This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Aha! 7 minutes after the hour, time for, yes, our weekly review of the talk radio items that have been deemed important by the likes of Michael Harrison and his crew, his staff at Talkers Magazine. Michael is the editor-in-chief. He's the editor and publisher, in fact. He couldn't get much more on top as the chief of that enterprise than occupy the position that he does. So let's turn it over to him.
No one does anything I ask.
Nobody does, really? They just ignore you? Is that it? That's how
I am the most ignored person.
No, I am.
I have such an extraordinary staff of people working at Talkers that sometimes they go, oh, him.
Yeah, who's he?
He's the guy that goes on with Doug and takes all the credit for our hard work.
Yeah. Okay, so let's just eliminate you and have Kevin Casey on next week.
Even Kevin has it soft. He has hundreds of people under him.
Hundreds.
We're so big, we have to have one of those catering trucks pull up at lunchtime.
Really?
In front of the Talkers Tower.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. At number 10, we have the NFL playoffs, which is very exciting for NFL fans, and that includes about three-quarters of the country. At number 9, the Dylan Roof death sentence. At number 8, the Meryl Streep Golden Globe speech. At number 7, the Trump business separation plan, or lack thereof. At number 6, Obamacare repeal efforts. At number 5, Obama's farewell speech. At number 4, the FBI Justice Department Clinton email investigation that carries on. We have Trump cabinet nominations collectively at number 3. Number 2, the Russian hacking and the Trump dossier case, or dossier. At number 1, the Trump press conference. Trump.
Trump, here are the Trump, people. Trump.
We have Dylan Roof at number 10, Meryl Streep at number 9, Ben Carson at number 8, 7, Mike Pompeo, James Mattis at number 6, Rex Tillerson at 5, number 4, Jeff Sessions, number 3, Barack Obama, number 2, Vladimir Putin, and number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of this past week on news talk stations across the country, like the one the people are listening to now.
I hear that Vladimir Putin is going to get a cabinet position in the Trump administration. Did you hear that?
I heard Trump has a cabinet position in the Kremlin.
Really? Well, according to C-SPAN, it got hacked this week by the Russians.
It's nutty.
Oh, my God. Number
dangerous,
2 on
dangerous
the...
times. This is all very dangerous.
Really? Is it dangerous or is it funny?
I think that when no one knows what to believe and everything that is critical of any politician is called slanted or biased, and people buy into that and people seek victory and not truth, I think that we are in a dangerous period when most of us cannot agree on what is reality. That's when you have mass hysteria. It's chaotic. It's very dangerous.
Can I tell you what I believe?
Yeah.
I believe that most of these people are well-intentioned, good people. I think there are some bad people among the political elite. But when I see Joe Biden on the dais, and even Obama when he delivered his speech, even if you despise what he's done, I think that there's room for anybody with a heart to believe that these people are real, they have emotions, you can't hide them all. I looked at the letter that the two Bush girls sent to the two Obama girls, not only the one they sent to him 8 years ago, but the one they sent him on Thursday, which basically says to them, now you belong to the same club we do. Enjoy it. What a wonderful opportunity you've had. Look at the experiences you've enjoyed. Look at what we get out of it. Look at what other children who've lived in the White House have gotten out of their experiences there. Look what you have to go with in terms of experience to move forward with. It was a fabulously positive message. I think that despite all of the stuff that comes from people who have other reasons, other messages, other axes to grind. Yeah, other things that have happened that we don't like, some of us. Yep, there are. I didn't think that George Bush was much of a president. I still don't think he was really a great president, but it took him until the second half of his second term to figure out who his real friends were, and then he managed to push the ones that were not his friends, including Rumsfeld and Cheney, out of the way. But I just think that we are so hard and so harsh, kind of like there's a tab to what you were just saying, Michael, that everything's chaotic, but people are still people. And when you look at some of this stuff, maybe bad judgments on the part of some, maybe they're all calculated, I don't know. But when I see people show their real, what I think, I'm not even that cynical to think they aren't, and I'm pretty cynical about stuff, that they aren't real emotions. You might be going to come back to me and say, nope, it's all fake.
No, I just, I went out for a bagel.
Oh, good. Did you get a good one?
Are you finished yet?
Blueberry bagel.
Yeah, no. Now, what you're saying is nice, and what you're saying is true.
Is it?
And yes, they are all people, and that's what's wrong with them.
Mm. Subject to the frailties and
flaws. Absolutely,
of being a
absolutely.
Human being.
We're all stuck with the fact that, you know, the human race is capable of incredible beauty and incredible ugliness.
Yep.
It's wired into our DNA. It's almost as if we were put here by a plan to test us.
Weren't we? Aren't we?
It sure looks that way.
Yep. Otherwise, how do you explain all that? You know, our brains are not developed to the point where we really can explain all this stuff. So we make up things.
What you just said is profound. Yeah, a lot of us make up things to fill the gap for so much that is inexplicable to us and beyond our comprehension.
Yep.
We don't even have the words to describe the mysteries that surround us. But bringing this down to earth, human nature is a struggle between our best angels and our worst demons.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true for our leaders. And that's why they say some of the worst horrible people that have caused death and destruction by gaining power over countries could be, on certain occasions when you know them personally, very charming and and caring.
Mm-hmm.
How do you deal with that? So, you know.
Well, we don't deal with it because we don't want to believe it because we're playing the hits. And when you listen to AC music, you don't want to listen to classic rock or country. And that's kind of what we've done with television and radio, to a point, anyway, and to the press. The printed media has become the same. We're all sort of trollops here. Well, most of us, not you and me, and I don't mean that to be facetious because we aren't, but there are very few of us. They all think that they've got a mission. Some of them believe in it because it's their bread and butter, and they tell you whatever they had to tell you to get paid. And others are really, it's their blood. They really believe some of this crap. And so.
Yeah, well again, so. I bringing it back to earth, I think that right now the media is in chaos, the press is in chaos, the First Amendment is in chaos, and that's dangerous. There's only one thing worse than a corrupt media, a corrupt journalism, and that's no journalism.
Yep.
So we are in danger.
Down a slippery slope.
Oh, it's very dangerous.
And people look to, or have looked to, we go back to the quote-unquote golden age of talk radio, when there were a lot of guys on the air, not many women. The women were doing advice shows, but the men, like Jerry Williams and J.P. McCarthy and the Gamblings and Gene Burns and Michael Jackson, and we can go back to that whole class of people that were around for 20, 25 years at the beginning and through the middle era of talk, that just didn't have the same point of view as what shaped up to be the next generation, the Limbaugh generation. And so, you know, we now think that these people are always right. Not always right. They're often wrong. But the guys who were around at first, they just kind of, they didn't pick their favorites. They just, they just went. And
they had a relationship with the listeners, and it was based on the premise that anybody in power has to be looked at with intense scrutiny.
Jaundice eyes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's all.
Suspicion.
Don't, Don't when the media becomes an arm of the government or an arm of the political class, it's useless.
Right.
On the other hand, if the media is on its own mission to have power and influence without any roots in credibility or altruism, well, then it's dangerous, too.
Michael has just said something, excuse me, Michael, for a second, that is probably one of the most important things he's ever said. I'll reinterpret it. If you like what happens in China and Russia and every place else, pretty much around the world except for Western Europe, where the news media is controlled by the government, then you'll love what goes on there and we should all move there. If you want a free press with the ability to underscore and get at things that are really wrong, not because of the bias of the people who are going after that which is wrong, but just because that's their job, that's, I think, where the gray line is now that you're talking about, Michael. And that is, you know, we're headed, if we don't straighten it out, to something that is even worse than the government controlling the news media. Food for thought, 17 after the hour on the countdown.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2. Multi-packs count as one.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm going to make a prediction right now, Michael, that on the people list we have three names, Jeff Sessions, Rex Tillerson, and Ben Carson, all up for approval in the Senate to be confirmed for various candidates as cabinet members. I think they're all going to be approved without too much huffing and puffing, with the exception of the two men who have already declared their interest in becoming the next president of the United States, not this time, but 4 years from now, Marco Rubio and the senator from New Jersey, whose name just went
Booker?
Out of my mind.
Cory Booker? Cory
Booker, yep. Yep, both of them running. What do you bet?
Oh, there's no doubt.
All right, 21 after the hour.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? the intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, the seat of knowledge when it comes to the world of news talk radio. You go to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. All kinds of things are going on there. Check out Talkers at talkers.com. We're going through the stories and the people, some of the ancillary things that are a part of our conversation this week connected to the change in administration. I don't know. I mean, look at this stuff. It all seems like we've been there before. Does it to you? I mean, a lot of people got their panties in a wad about Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep would have been nice to actually hear her talk about her career. Because, you know, we all kind of know what she thinks about Trump. Why do we have to listen to it again? And so I lost a bit of starch for her. I think she's a great actress. But, you know, she's, again, we talk about she's a human being, and so she wanted to be herself, quote unquote.
I'll tell you the whole thing that bugs me about the Trump-Streep thing was that one of the first things he hurled back at her in his tweets was that she's overrated.
Right. That was not a smart thing to say.
Why does he have to belittle?
Not smart about that. He's got Tourette's.
Shut the hell up. She's overrated. She's one of the greatest actresses of all time.
Right. Believing her publicity, and she's letting it go to her head. Talk about your career, ma'am. That's why you were there, not to give a skewer to Trump. We all know how you guys in the room, for the most part, feel about Trump. Did you see anybody pan to Mel Gibson while she was making her speech? No. They panned to all the people in the audience who would be agreeing with her, but I didn't see anybody in the audience. I mean, I didn't even know anybody besides Mel Gibson, who's not on the other side, who's obvious about it. But it's just more of the same old stuff. And that's why there's this back and forth, Michael. This love-hate with this is not the news media. This is just the media. Television. Radio.
Well, yeah, but you know, remember the book by Laura Ingraham, Shut Up and Sing? There's this feeling that people like Meryl Streep have no right to weigh in on the political discussion.
Yeah, they do. Of course they do.
But everybody does. What gives you the right? What gives me the right? Look at Donald Trump. What gave him the right? He basically was a reality TV star.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a businessman, but he wasn't famous for being a businessman. He was famous for being a media star.
Mm-hmm.
He was famous for being a celebrity.
Yep.
There are tons of businessmen like him around.
Mm-hmm. There are, who've done very well,
right,
and kept themselves under the radar. He chose not to, for whatever the reason. He wanted his name everywhere. Maybe he, you know, didn't get breastfed enough as a kid. Who knows what the reason for it is. But he's got a good shtick going, and a lot of people buy into it. It's the old business about, don't worry about what you say about me. Just spell my name right.
It seems to work in this case. It seems to work, you know, absolutely.
Yeah. Right.
But I think every citizen has the right to say what they want to. I don't think it's that wise. I mean, I think, you know, if you're going to have a Golden Globes Award situation, talk about movies, talk about your career. But they're in the same game everybody else is, and look at all the attention Streep and the Golden Globes got, none of which would have come their way had she just talked about her career.
Mm-hmm. Right. So is that what it's all about? Is that just it from now
that's
on?
That's what it's becoming.
Yeah.
It's not all about that, but it's almost all about that, and that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there are a lot of people who do a lot of things to get noticed. Some do them accidentally on purpose. Some of them do them on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what do we need to have a reminder about Glenn Beck? He goes to court to sue somebody about something, and, you know, okay, so his... The report is that he's in court. Does everybody know why he's in court? No. They just know he's there. Lots of coverage. Let's go get Glenn back. I mean, nobody knows what he's really in court for. But it's a way of getting his name in the public. Does he do it by choice? I don't know. I don't know him well enough. I just know that that's been the ramification in a time when he needs a little bit more attention directed toward him. Was it on purpose or accidental? You make up your mind. 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Now 34 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the hot hits, the big discussion topics in the world of news talk radio, and the information comes to us every week through the courtesy of the work of Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He also does a weekly podcast called Up Close and Far Out, and in these candid conversations, he discusses with people who are in the biz, people who are part of the media, people who are not, people who are newsmakers, people who are thought provokers, just people who have something to say. Michael pulls out of them material that they might not give to other people. And such is the case with this this week's interview with or discussion with Sid Rosenberg. I think it's a misnomer to call it an interview, don't you?
I don't like to do interviews. I like to do dialogues.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do an interview because the person is so unprepared to do a dialogue that they, you know, and that's why I don't like to talk to the people that are on tour or, you know, promoting a book.
Right.
Or they may have a book, but, you know, where they're just there to answer questions like a news conference.
The answer is check page 43 of my book.
Yeah, but, you know, where they expect it to be all questions and all answers. Mm-hmm. I enjoy, in terms of my radio work or my podcast work, to do a dialogue. Well, you and I are having a dialogue. You haven't been asking me questions and me answering them. It's been going up and back. I don't think we've even asked more than one question of each other in the last half hour.
No, we don't. Dylan Roof. Michael, what do you think about his being condemned to death?
Yeah, I mean, that's an interview.
Yeah.
And so it's a very interesting thing when I do these podcasts, and you have guests on your daily radio show. You don't really know going into it what it's going to be if you don't know the person.
Yeah. Right.
And it's very frustrating.
I don't want to know. I don't want to have somebody give me a list of questions. I don't want to have that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about you don't know how they're going to approach it.
Right.
Have you ever had the interviewee that doesn't listen to you and they just keep talking?
I've had that. I've also had people that I've asked questions of or tried to have a conversation. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
No. Maybe. Oh, that's a possibility. I hadn't thought of it. We've all done those. Yeah,
did you and I talk about Jerry Lewis a few weeks ago? Was that with you that I had that conversation?
No. What was the conversation?
Jerry Lewis. It's on YouTube. Jerry Lewis recently gave an interview to The Hollywood Reporter on video. Mm-hmm. And obviously something happened right before the interview began that ticked him off. And he's 90-something years old now, and he never was a very nice guy anyway.
Nope.
He's always been kind of ornery and edgy.
Yep.
Well, something ticked him off with maybe the youth or the lack of respect or whatever that the young interviewer who was asking him questions. And he only answered with yes or no. Or two-word answers with a really nasty attitude. And it went on for, 15, 20 minutes. It was painfully uncomfortable.
Awful. Yeah. Sounds horrible.
Anybody interested in this kind of thing, you know, the dissection of an interview, boy, that's a case they should show in broadcasting schools.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy just kept throwing questions at him. I said, when is this kid going to run out of questions?
When's he going to realize what's going on, really?
You know,
I
would have said, Mr. Lewis, are you angry at me or are you just a nasty guy?
Yeah.
You know. But
I think that's the real part of it. That goes back to what we were saying earlier. These people are people. They are just, they're not, they may have better jobs or make more money or, whatever it is, but they, it's like we put these folks, whether they're politicians or stars, whatever we call them, or actors, put them on a pedestal. Some people that do talk radio, we're just like everybody else. We are all collectively just like everybody else. We put our pants on one leg at a time. We got to take a dump every day, take a shower, get nourishment, and, there are different ways of living after that, but that's what keeps us. It isn't just Americans, it's people all over the planet that are like that. So when you begin to believe your own publicity and think that you're different, better than, whatever it is that what happens sometimes? This conversation you have this week on Close and Far with a radio host named Sid Rosenberg, he's been through a lot. He's had his demons. He's quite a good performer, and you get a lot out of him.
I get everything out of him. It's totally without any inhibition. I was respectful because I knew he would be that way, and I didn't put him in any situation that I would be taking advantage of his candid nature. Mm-hmm. But now he talks about his drug addiction, alcoholism, gambling, losing jobs. Having people in the industry trying to keep him from making a comeback. Tremendous honesty. And it's one of my favorite dialogues. I have about 120 of them now up in the archives of the Up Close and Far Out series. Mm-hmm. And this one is one of my favorite.
I hope
there are some I don't like. I'm very hard on myself, and I'm very, very hard on the product that I put out. But
yeah, we don't want to talk about what you didn't like. I'm just hoping that the one you did with me was right up there.
I thought the one with
Rosenberg
you was one of the best. Hmm. Because you and I have dialogues.
Well, because you and I know each other, and we don't have to pull any punches. One wonders, let's take that a step further, shall we, for a moment?
Yeah.
What a lot of the news media and conversation on the talk radio stations has been about last week or so has been Obama going on this program, that program, his wife going on this program, that program, and telling stories. And, the people who just can't relent, they can't resist, they think it's all PR. The game's over for these people. They don't have to do any of this. They're doing it because they, I suppose, want a certain amount of it, maybe in the record books for their library. But when Michelle Obama goes on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and talks about her friendship with Laura Bush and the people who were Bush supporters, what? Are you kidding? This woman, she was a friend. She has Laura. What's the matter with Laura Bush? This is the kind of stuff that makes this country, we stumble when we think like that. Why wouldn't you think? Because they have different ideas about how to live. That doesn't mean they can't be friends. Is everybody that you like, Michael, just like you?
Now, unfortunately, we're at a period right now where friendships actually are being tested by political position. And that is very, very, very sad, mm-hmm. not to mention dangerous. The fabric of the nation could unravel.
If I know somebody doesn't agree with me, I just don't have the conversation.
People think because I'm in talk radio, I walk around, an opinion machine. I try to avoid talking politics in social situations. I let the other ones do the talking and I nod.
Mm-hmm. When I'm in a social situation, I don't focus. People say, what do you do for a living? I tell them I'm a farmer. Because I don't want to talk about being in the talk radio business because it's always back to the same thing. Oh, are you just like Rush Limbaugh? Well, mm-hmm. no, in fact, I'm not. And then it gets into that whole business. Well, you were a conservative or a liberal? And even if I was one or the other, and I'm not, I don't care to have that conversation because it's simplistic and goes no place. And nobody learns anything about you, and they put up walls based on what they think rather than what's real. So why go?
And they judge you by your politics.
Yeah.
That's about as smart as judging somebody by what team they support in the National Football League.
By the way, the Yankees still suck.
Okay.
It's 43.
Listen to this, Rosenberg. He talks about what it's like to deal with two teams in one city.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all I know is the Yankees suck. Up close and far out. Michael Harrison's weekly podcast. This week, go check out the great comeback of Sid Rosenberg, one of the most talented discussionists, if you will, on the radio. We continue with our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly event here, now 43 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Asking your surgeon the right questions before an operation can not only ease your fears, it can also improve the outcome and get you home sooner.
So there are things you need to understand about the hospital, where it's happening, and the surgeon, and also what your role is in that place. So I usually say about my surgeon, is this the right surgeon for me? And that involves, is this person board certified in that area?
Dr. Robert Sima says it's also important to consider other alternatives.
There's a lot of evidence now for certain orthopedic issues and certain spine issues, maybe even urologic issues, that maybe surgery isn't the right option, or at least not right now for you. It might be better to do a course of physical therapy. It might be better to take a watch and wait approach for certain diseases.
For patients who do opt to have surgery, losing weight and quitting smoking can significantly improve recovery. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Responsibly.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Okay, now I can talk. 46 past the hour. Sometimes I get eager. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He and I go through a lot of this exercise every week, not necessarily knowing where each one of us is going to go. And that's why, as he pointed out, this is a discussion, not an interview about the stories and the things that are part of this conversation medium as we think it should be conducted. If we were kings of the world of talk radio, every radio program would sound just like this one, right?
Well, yeah, when you stopped coming to the rehearsals for this show, that's when I realized we have to wing it.
Right. Who's got the best voice in talk radio?
Though I guess the one who has the most listeners.
No.
Who has the voice in talk radio?
How do we measure?
You know, the old days,
when you and I got started, it was the guys who smoked cools and gargled with razor blades that made it. And they always had a glass of ice water around. And those were the people who were the good radio announcers because they had those big, deep voices. And I find now, as I listen around, I want to hear a voice that's interesting. So I don't know whether it's the best. Is the best the most interesting? Is the best the deepest? Is the best
the best is whatever anybody thinks is the best.
Uh-huh.
That's why I laughed. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you. The best voice is, according to our little EKG machine here, I call all these things that have the graphs on them that.
Yes. Lovely.
There's no way.
It's an exercise because some people do judge those folks they like to listen to by the way their voice sounds. They may not
sometimes subconsciously.
Yeah,
I don't know anymore if it's like, wow, that guy's got a great voice. He should be on the BBC. But when we started in radio, your voice counted. But
yes,
that changed rather rapidly. I became involved in progressive underground rock radio, and sometimes if you had too good a voice, you sounded plastic.
Right.
They hired guys that sounded like that because they were authentic.
Right. Authentic. That's a great word. That's the word of the day. I'm trying to be more authentic. That's what it is.
Yeah. A radio voice, just like in acting, if you're an orator, you know, if you speak like this, doesn't necessarily qualify you to play a real person any longer. And yet if you look back in the old days, a lot of the actors in the movies, they played, you know, regular guys, but they spoke like this.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, the media, in terms of presentations, has always sought authenticity, and the definition of authenticity changes from decade to decade. Therefore, there's no such thing as real, pure authenticity. It's what passes as authenticity, depending upon the mode and the style of the moment.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it from the man who's on top of the world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison. Check out the Talkers 10 top weekly topics at talkers.com. 10 minutes for the hour.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be.
Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does, with the legal opinions on some of the top stories of the week, courtesy of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the author of the book Identity Theft Alert, rules that you have to follow to protect yourself from the crime of identity theft. Man, every week you look at this stuff. The latest hack is C-SPAN getting hacked by the Russian network. Is there anything that's safe? If you want to read about it, read Identity Theft Alert, or check out Steve Wiseman's website, which is Scamicide, Scamicide.com. Member of the faculty at Bentley University, an eminent lawyer. Let's talk about some of it. Let's go to the hack. And
sure.
I maintain this is all Snowden. Everything that's been done is all Snowden. What do you think?
Well, you know, no, the Russians were very adept at hacking us and everyone else prior to Snowden. However, I will go along with it. You know, when Snowden came out as what he considers a whistleblower, I would have taken him at a lot more face value, and if he hadn't gone to Russia, if he hadn't supplied information to Russia, I think this is a guy that, you know, when you had then Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning, stealing information about the Iraq war and Afghanistan war, there may have been some violations of law, but I think there was more principle involved there. This one was turning over sensitive information to our adversary. So, yeah, Snowden didn't do America well.
There you go. How about that? Next item on the list. That was, by the way, number two on the list. Next item, Trump's business separation plan. How is that? There's no real constitutionality. There's no law. So if you could challenge him, is there a legal way to challenge? Because you know that his enemies are going to be looking for that, and they try to impeach him based on whatever it is that he's doing. What do you think?
It's going to be real issues, because what's so interesting here is we never have had a president with the extensive international businesses and business connections that the president-elect does have. And, you know, there's nothing, it wasn't anything illegal at this point, but suddenly the people who are running the ethics offices are having to look at and interpret regulations that were never meant to be applied to a situation as complex as this, and I think you're right. I think this is going to be a continuing issue as it goes, you know, as the years go by, and issues of is there going to be pressure put on the president-elect because of countries where he has a financial stake, and they may put pressure on him to do things, or else they will do untoward stuff against his businesses. I mean, this is just a whole new area, and forget about the law that we have, they're not up to the task. So there's going to be a lot of interpretation. A lot of interpretation is going to be a lot of name calling, but it will be huge.
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 Right. Capital letters. Huge. Let's see. Number four on the countdown this week, the Justice Department investigating the FBI. This is almost getting silly. The government investigating the government. It's too many people. Government's too big. What else can you say about this?
Well, you know, it is kind of interesting. First of all, you've got the Department of Justice investigating FBI Commissioner, FBI head Comey, and his investigation of Hillary Clinton. You know, you point out an interesting thing. I was reading a study of great societies and what caused their falls. And one of the things that they all seem to have in common was incredibly complex bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's going to bring about the fall of America, but we do have such a complex set of differing bureaucracies that are supposed to be governing that it does make really effective governance all the more difficult.
Yeah. You don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
It's just too big. It's just too big.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick shot at the Dylann Roof sentencing. Given his mental state, I'm not sure this was the best option, but I don't know what the right option is. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he was a guy that represented himself both in the trial and the sentencing, at which he was not surprisingly sentenced to death. Nothing's going to happen fast in this, because by him representing himself, there was going to be open to appeal throughout the courts. So who knows if and when this will resolve. It'll take years.
Yeah. All right. There's an overview of some of the important legal aspects of the conversations about some of these stories this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.